everyone, a very warm welcome to 7 Nice Things. This is Mugdha, and without wasting any time, we will start with today's episode about a very cute K-drama, Her Private Life. Now, before starting with the discussion, how many of the listeners are fangirls or fanboys? Or rather, more precisely, I would be asking fangirls or fanboys of any specific K-pop group. Because if you are, you are going to relate to the female lead of this drama way too much, that's for sure. And why you are going to relate is what we are going to discuss. Now, I would say that today's K-drama is a light-hearted rom-com and a sweet drama. No tensions, no cliffhangers, yet we would be very much hooked to the drama till the last T. And this drama is adapted from a webtoon going by the name NoonaFan.com. Yeah, it's a very cute name, I would say, and I would definitely read the webtoon. To tell you a basic skeleton of the drama mostly focuses on the female lead. She's a successful art museum curator during the day and an idol's fan cafe manager during the night. Now, fun fact. Fan cafes are essentially message boards or forums where fans are able to make accounts to interact with their favorites. Usually, these fan cafes are frequently used in K-pop industry. Rather, if I'm not wrong, they are the one who introduced something like a fan cafe. So, coming back to the plot. The female lead is a successful art museum curator as well as a fan cafe manager in disguise. She hides this fact that she fangirls over a K-pop idol from the rest of the world except for her two best friends and of course her family. Now comes the male lead. He's a famous art director of a gallery in New York but currently suffers from Stendhal syndrome. Now what exactly that syndrome is, I'll tell you about it in the later part of the podcast. Now, he ends up being a newly appointed creative director for the female lead's museum and also has an ulterior motive of moving to Korea. Huh, now the twist would be when the female lead and her very favorite idol are rumored to be dating. I know, rumored to be dating, and trust me, this is every fangirl's best and worst dream at the same time. Now, this is a fake rumor, definitely, and solely due to a misunderstanding it is being spread. So, being her boss and also the male lead of her story, he offers to be her fake boyfriend to save her from the wrath of her idol's angry fans, also called as sasings in Korean, loosely translated as stalkers. So, to know how exactly the story unfolds and how the fake feelings leads to something more than fake, you would need to watch the drama itself. Now, I agree, the plot and story might seem to be predictable, but the writing and the portrayal of the characters, as well as a light-hearted way of telling very deep things, makes the drama fun yet mature to watch. So, coming to the reasons why I liked the drama, the first and the foremost would be the female lead. I'll tell you why. First of all, she portrays every single fangirl out there. When she's not working, she's most likely going to concerts and events held by her favorite idol. But, I mean, this is not the only reason you would be liking the female lead, but also because she's the person with whom we can relate. Even keeping aside her fangirling trait, her normal actions, conversations or relationship with her family, best friend or even her colleagues makes her very relatable. The constant bickering with her mother, fangirling with her best friend and being a mentor to her team members makes her a simple yet extraordinary human being. Now, watching her character or watching her makes us feel pretty good, like, you know, we start having a soft spot for her, and all the while being a totally relatable devoted fangirl to an idol, she also talks and represents that being a fan doesn't mean being a stalker. However diehard fan you are, you should give your idol his own space and privacy. Now, next reason in the line would be the male lead. This guy is the epitome of understanding boyfriend. Real or real, he does good in both the roles. Like the fake one, at the fake boyfriend scenario they put up, and later on you would. It's kind of a little bit spoiler. No, it wasn't actually a spoiler. Anyways, like I said before, the male lead is a successful art director in New York and has been recently appointed as the creative director of museum where our female lead works. He suffers from Stendhal syndrome. It's a psychosomatic condition including dizziness, confusion and hallucinations after exposure to great works of art. Now he is unable to draw after the incident and is searching for a solution. But despite having a lot of baggage and past trauma, it does not stop him from opening his heart to his leading lady. And you know what? The best part about him is he supports fangirling, is respectful and actually encourages it. He's a hopeless romantic, a good mentor, and he knows how to say sorry in the sincerest ways. I mean, come on, could he be any more perfect? He's unafraid to show his emotions. He's calm, reasonable and yet very human. He will make mistakes, but this man is a king of owning up to them, and that's what makes him all the more dreamy, I would say. Now, another reason would be the supporting characters and their relationship and the chemistry with our drama leads. The characters might be the female leads, family, best friends, or even the colleagues of our leads, like I mentioned before. They have a natural chemistry amongst themselves and a strong story, which makes the drama all the more fresh to watch. No stupid villains, no random twists. In short, the audience doesn't need to lose their minds over cliffhangers. The characters are simple, straightforward, and maybe that's why refreshing and feel good to watch. Also, one more thing I like about the drama is the very healthy relationship between the leads. And not only the leads, but with the leads and supporting characters as well. The male lead is very supportive and a trusting boyfriend. To start with, about the male lead and the female lead. So, this male lead is very supportive and trusting. What exactly is happening to me today? I'm having a lot of slip of tongues. Anyways, he has his own share of childhood trauma, but he is unafraid and not ashamed to communicate this to his girlfriend. I mean, come on, he's open, he wears his heart on his sleeve and knows how to communicate. Maybe that's the reason why the female lead is able to express her true self to him without being or feeling insecure. Whatever obstacles they have might be professional or personal, they are straightforward about them. They talk, they communicate, share and resolve them eventually without any extra drama or chaos. The female lead is understanding about his past, and he doesn't find she fangirling over an idol to be typical or weird or, you know, something to be ashamed of. In fact, he is the one who supports her and encourages her. I mean, again, could he be any more nice and perfect and dreamy? I don't know. Anyways, they also have few sweet yet memorable moments to watch and simp over. So I would say like that they are truly relationship goals. Now the relationship between the family and the female lead. The male lead and female lead's family is a whole different thing and topic to talk about. I wouldn't be saying a lot on it, but it is one of the reasons to watch the drama. And you would understand it eventually when you watch it. So, I know I talked a lot, but before wrapping up, I would like to mention another small but important thing about the drama, and that would be the costumes. Now, the overall costumes and styling of the drama is amazing. It's chic, elegant, and appropriate. Like I said, simply amazing. I mean, the clothes literally give an idea about the character even before it starts speaking. And I'm not kidding. It is very much happening in it. Like, you get an idea about the character from her or his or her clothes before even you get to hear her first dialogue. Now, the colors are well coordinated, matched according to the need, and well picked according to the various situations in the story. You can't help but very much fall in love with the female lead's wardrobe, at least I did. At one point while watching, I literally had the, you know, wish of putting my hand through screen and grabbing or stealing her clothes from her wardrobe. I mean, if it had been possible, I would have done it. Anyways, coming back to the episode, her private life has 16 episodes and is available on Viki as well as Netflix. Do watch it and let me know your feedback about today's episode on 7 Nice Things social handles, or just drop me an email on 7nicethings@gmail.com. Do hit the follow button as well as the bell icon. I didn't know that, you know, you have to hit the bell icon as well to get updated about episodes. Maybe this is something new or I hadn't, you know, paid attention to it more. Anyways, while hitting the follow button, also don't forget to hit the bell icon. And we would meet again on next Friday with a new episode about a new K-drama only on Spotify. Till then, bye. Stay safe and wear mask. Bye-bye.